Good morning. Welcome to the Daily Inspiration this morning. This morning, the question I have is, where is your habitation? Where do you dwell? Do you live with the Lord, or do you live in the world? And so we have, in Psalm 91, we have our inspiration here this morning. As you know, I've been going through the book of Psalms. We looked at some of the themes that the psalmist had on his heart, and some of the famous psalms. And Psalm 91, verse 1, is the 911 of the Christian life. And it says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It seems like a trite statement, that if we dwell in the secret place of God, that we'll be in His shadow as well. We'll abide in His shadow. But I believe what the author here is meaning is that if your heart and mind and affections are in the things of God, if you live in the house of the Lord, if you live with the Lord and not in the world, that you will dwell in the resting place of the Lord as well. "I will say of the Lord," in verse 2, "He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust." And I don't know what picture your mind conjures up when you think of the word fortress, but I think of a safe place. Yes, it's a place that might be besieged, but, and especially when it's God, it's an impregnable fortress. It's a fortress that cannot be taken down, though the enemy might come in floods, and though the enemy might come with siege engines and all sorts of things. If it's the fortress of our God, it won't be broken down. It won't be defeated. And so that's what the psalmist is saying here. "I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. He is my God. In Him will I trust." And I guess this is a challenge for us, and I hope it's an inspiration. It is for me, to refuse to trust in the devices of this world, but rather to trust in the living God who created all things anyways. "Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. Thy truth shall be thy shield and buckler. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day." The picture continuing of a siege of a fortress. But you know, how many people are covered with feathers in a fortress? But that's the picture of the fortress of God, that not only are you safe, but you're also covered with feathers. And you can rest. And there won't be a pestilence. There's no disease that sweeps the fortress. The people that live within are swept by disease. Not when it's the Lord. You're not swept by disease. "Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee." What a safe refuge we have in the Lord. 1,000 on one side, 10,000 on the other. They might fall, but it won't come close to you. "Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked." The only thing that the wicked will affect you is when you see it with your own eyes. And I had to think of back in Psalm 37, and it talks about the end of the wicked, and it says, "You shall diligently consider him and not even be able to see him." It says here, "For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be." That's the end of the wicked. And if you remember, the beginning of Psalm 37 is, "Don't fret because of evildoers, and don't be envious of the workers of iniquity." That's a challenge. It's a challenge for me, and I suppose it's a challenge for each one of us to live in this world and not to be envious of those that that are very successful because they've capitalized on some sin, or they're practicing sin themselves in order to be successful. But here it says in verse 9 of Psalm 91, "Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation." And that's why I ask the question, where do you live? Do you live in the Lord? Do you live in the safety of the Lord? Because you've done that, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Do we hide things with God? You know, have you been taken? Have you been misused? We should hide it with God. Not have this attitude of, well, I'm going to sue him, I'm going to get even. But let's hide it with God. And it says, no plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Glory! Think about that. The care of Almighty God, that he has given angels charge over us, that only that which will happen is that which is in the will of the Lord, that he allows it. Otherwise, we won't even dash our foot against a stone. We won't even stub our toe. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. That's God speaking. Because any one of us sets our love upon him, he will deliver us. He shall call upon me, says the Lord. I'm adding the says the Lord. Verse 15, the Lord speaking. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and will honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. What a blessing that God, even the psalmist is inspired to write down the heart of God here, as though God's speaking, that if we set our love and our affection upon him, he will deliver us. Set your affection upon things above, not on things of this earth. Isn't that so true? If we set our affections on our God, and we refuse to get in entangled in the things of this world, he will deliver us. And so let us do that here today, and let us be encouraged as we consider Psalm 91. So God bless you, and God keep you, and God preserve you, that the young lion and the dragon will have no effect on you. And so may you rest in the Lord today.